This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines are now open for you at 608-321-1310. If you have a question for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas, love to answer your question this morning. Love to hear from you. Again, the telephone number right here at the station, 608-321-1310. You can learn financial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge. Don't forget, for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial, it is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And again, to get on the air this morning, love to hear from you, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. CJ, Malia, how are we doing this week?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well. And Malia, does this remind you of your days in California, this weather
we had? Well, it's a little stickier, welcome to summer for all of us.
Yes, it's been nice these past couple of days, except for the humidity. It's been kind of a nice change of pace from those cold, rainy temperatures we had in previous weeks. We've got a very timely and important conversation ahead. We're going to be talking about things like volatility, inflation, employment, a lot of things you're seeing in the news and the headlines. We're going to get the details from CJ and Malia, kind of what's going on underlying some of those top line numbers. We'll get the details from CJ and Malia this morning on Money in Motion. Don't forget, as well as we talk with CJ and Malia, pay close attention, not only because it's fantastic information, but also because you'll have an opportunity later in the program, if you're paying close attention, to possibly win this week's Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. Fantastic prize as well, a $25 gift card to Alta from our friends at Klaus Financial. So again, listen closely. We'll tell you how you can win that prize a little bit later on the program. And before we get talking on this week's conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so last week our conversation revolved around the proper retirement withdrawal rates for people as they enter retirement. So some really good conversation there. We also talked about required minimum distributions, which was our question last week. When I begin my required minimum distributions, will I normally pay income tax on those distributions? True or false? So congratulations to Joe of Oregon. Not Joe of Oregon, but Joe of Oregon, Wisconsin. He correctly answered true. So congratulations to him. Listen carefully for today's question.
Great stuff. And again, we'll be doing one again this morning, a $25 gift card to Alta. We'll tell you how you can win that a little bit later on the program. Phone lines are open right now, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia and CJ, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. So I've got to guess that one of the things that makes people very nervous is when they hear about retirement planning is when they hear about volatility in the markets. And how should people kind of view this? And what's the best, when it comes to people, the best work to deal with this?
Yeah, so this can be scary when suddenly you wake up in the morning and you're retired and your portfolio is declining, especially when you're in retirement drawing money out of that portfolio. And so what we've pulled together here today is basically a summary of some economic and financial concepts and also metrics for you to be aware of, so that as you move or as you get closer to retirement or move into retirement, you can keep an eye on some of these metrics. So we figure it'd be a good time to discuss this, as you just mentioned, Sean, with all the volatility going on in the market. So here's the first term that you need to be aware of. U.S. nominal GDP, which GDP just stands for gross domestic product. This is the basic measure of economic output of the entire country. Currently, in the United States, this stands at approximately $24 trillion of economic output. Again, that is the U.S. nominal GDP figure. Second figure we want you to be aware of would be what's called real GDP. Whenever you hear the term real, just think nominal minus inflation. Okay, so real GDP corrects for changes in prices, also known as inflation, and is the market value of all goods and services produced in a nation during a specific period of time. Typically, it's measured on a year-over-year or 12-month basis. And again, this real GDP is a way to have a comprehensive gauge of the health and well-being of a society. Next term to be aware of would be real GDP growth rate. So this measures how fast the economy is growing. Recent stats suggest that it decreased to an annual rate of 1.4% in the first quarter of 2022, so just this year. This is according to the Bureau of Economic Analysis, and it's down from what had been 6.9% growth in the fourth quarter. And this was made from a number of factors, but partially because of trade. Also, inventories, government spending, those also contributed negatively. And so real GDP is down from 19.8 trillion to 19.7 trillion. It's also assumed that in a healthy economy, GDP growth will be between 2 and 3% per year. The economy grows more than 3%, it could be overheating. And when it's below 2%, then it's in danger of contraction. And if it's below 0%, then it may be considered in recession. Now, for those who are paying attention right now, I'm just kind of giving you some general stats and terms to be aware of. For those who are listening, you might be going, wait. I thought you said that as of the first quarter of this year, GDP decreased down to 1.4%. And yet we've got the Federal Reserve raising interest rates because the economy is, quote unquote, overheated. But I just thought you said that the target is between 2 and 3%. What's going on? That's right. What you are recognizing right now, which is why the market is having a difficult time with this, is that the Federal Reserve is a little bit behind the eight ball here. We have clearly a lot of inflation. One of their primary mandates is to control inflation. And so we've got a lot of inflation, and yet we're actually on the kind of maybe the tail end of a cycle where we've got the markets starting to correct and come down, GDP starting to come down, and yet now we have the Federal Reserve raising interest rates. So this is a bit of a conundrum. It'll be interesting to watch the Federal Reserve try to manage the tension between bringing down inflation while not causing the economy to go into a recession.
Really good. Really,
kind of some interesting facts.
Really interesting stuff from CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, KlossFinancial.com. Their telephone number is 608-442-5637. And to get on the air this morning, love to hear from you at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. And CJ, we talk about some of those things like different measurements with GDP. And sometimes people go, okay, I kind of remember that. It may not always be as tangible. The next thing, though, things like saving and interest, I think for most people, we may not always use them properly, but we're a little more familiar with kind of how these things work.
We are, Sean. And so, believe it or not, there's statisticians out there that look at savings rates in the United States. I feel like there's a stat for everything. By the way, be careful with stats. Okay, that's a whole separate show on the reliability of statisticians. But yes, so the U.S. personal savings rate is a percentage of disposable personal income. In other words, it's the percentage of people's incomes left after they pay taxes and spend money. As of March of 2022, so just a couple of months ago, that personal savings rate stood at 6.6% as compared from December of 2021, so just 3 months earlier, when it stood at 7.7%. Now, some of you might be going, oh, okay, well, that's not good. People are saving less. Truth be told, when you actually look at a savings rate from a kind of like global or U.S. economic standpoint, you actually don't want people saving too much. Because believe it or not, in 2008 and 2009, when we hit the recession, people just stopped spending money. It's part of what caused us to go into and sustain a recession. So if people save too much, that means they're not spending anything and spurring on the economy. But if they save too little, then it means they're out over their skis and they're going to have debt problems and won't be able to spend in the future. So believe it or not, from an economic perspective, you want people, probably the target savings rate would be somewhere between like 3 and 7%. If it gets too high, it becomes problematic. If it gets too low, it becomes problematic. Now, please hear the difference between what you would like to see from a U.S. economic perspective versus what Malia and I will tell you as individual clients, right? When you come in, we're not going to tell you to save between 3 to 6%. We're going to say save 10 to 15, maybe even 20% of your income towards retirement. So be careful with some of those stats. And then, yes, you mentioned interest rates, Sean. The Fed funds rate, which is what the Federal Open Market Committee is in charge of managing. It had been at 0.75% and 1% as of May of 2022. And then with the most recent hike of 0.5%, it's going up. And long story short is, at this point, the Federal Reserve has indicated that they're going to be increasing the Fed funds rate potentially up to 7 times in the year 2022. So it's possible that the Fed funds rate gets up closer to 3% by early 2023. But here'd be my comment. Watch the Federal Reserve, see what they're going to do, because they've got some major headwinds right now with the economy kind of slowing down and with the stock market dropping.
Real important stuff going forward as well. As we talk with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. You can learn more about CJ, Malia, and the team at Kloss Financial, as well as learn about how Kloss Financial can help you, or if you're a business owner and their separate divisions at Kloss Financial, all online, KlossFinancial.com. While you're there, click on that little envelope that says Stay Current. Get signed up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Something I did a couple of years ago. It's really nice. You get a weekly snapshot in your inbox of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that available for you at KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number for the office right here in town, 608-442-5637. First appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Phone lines are open as well here at the station, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Gets you on the air with CJ and Malia. We're also going to talk about inflation. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. Phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Telephone number for Kloss Financial here in Madison, 608-442-5637. And their website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Always timely, always informative on Money in Motion. And this week, talking about some stuff that you may have seen in the news and stuff that maybe thinking about, I think a lot of us are thinking about, one of those big areas is inflation, and it seems to be something we're all kind of working through right now, isn't it, Malia?
It sure is, and for most of our listeners, you probably remember when we had inflation, which was about what I would call real inflation, which was about 40 years ago. CJ was barely breathing at that time, I think. So he doesn't really remember real inflation, but I actually do. And when you're in it, you don't realize how it can affect all different parts of your life. And certainly if you have young children, that could be costly for you. And not a surprise when you're going to the grocery store and you're like, okay, I just spent $100 and I, you know, have half a bag of groceries. So inflation is something everyone is working through right now. And one of the indexes that we look at to gauge that inflation rate is the CPI index. So U.S. Department of Labor Bureau of Labor Statistics looks at this price index on a monthly basis. And that really does give us the best overall indicator of inflation that we can look at. So what it does, measures the average change over time in the prices paid by urban consumers for what we'd call a market basket of consumer goods and services. So in March, all urban consumers rose, that CPI rose 1.2%. And if we look at it adjusted for the last 12 months, it was actually 8.5%. So what they look at is the index for all items less food and energy did increase in March, up 6.5% over the year. So besides food, and one thing we're seeing with the food, for example, is shrinkflation. So, you know, what that is really not a surprise either. You pick up that box of cereal and it seems even lighter than it was before. Well, they usually are making it a little smaller and sometimes charging the same price, but the following week it's still smaller, but they're charging a higher price. So you're kind of getting hit on both sides of it. So that's what we see in the groceries. Now with the rising gasoline prices, and we can look at the Ukraine situation certainly playing a hand in that with a higher cost of crude oil. We've seen that retail gas price go go up for all grades and formulations of gas. And we're hearing it, you know, hitting people that are laying down the roads with asphalt. We're hearing it for cooking oil. We're hearing all different levels of how that's affecting consumers throughout the world. So locally, or I should say in the U.S., we currently see a level of $4.42 for gasoline. And that's a change of over 4% for last week and up 48% from 1 year ago. So that's significant. And, you know, what's really distressing for a lot of people is last year was the year and the last 2 years with the pandemic that people actually purchased a lot of recreational vehicles. They're ready to hit the roads. And this is really hitting them at a difficult time seeing those gas prices. So just be aware that, you know, these all things like this do pass in time. And really, we're here just to give you some education on why these we're hearing reports and what they're based on. The other report today is on total household debt. And so we did see this was increased, the Fed released that total household debt increased by $266 billion in the first quarter of this year as a result of that inflation and higher housing costs. So we know this too. We know that rents are up everywhere. Cost of homes throughout the country are up. And what we're also going to see is these rising mortgage rates are going to hopefully help simmer that down a little bit for people to make things a little more affordable. So just be aware. Don't be scared, but be aware of everything around you right now.
Interesting getting some perspective on this and talking a little bit about where we've been in the past and kind of learning from that as well. As we talk with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. Also get connected and stay current with them with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Just sign up at klossfinancial.com. Their telephone number 608-442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Talk a little volatility. We'll also talk about correction as well. And we'll get into the Kloss Quiz question week. All that with your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals at Kloss Financial. Don't forget about their number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. In just a moment as well, you're going to hold on to that number, do the Kloss Quiz question week. But first, got some more very important stuff to talk about, which is volatility. And of course, volatility or a correction could occur within a couple of years. As we're kind of, if we're within a couple of years of retirement, that's got to scare people as well, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. So there's a number of concerning things going on right now as it relates to inflation. Malia just mentioned that, and as you go to the store and you try to buy groceries, you're finding that your bill is going up. Certainly, when you go to the gas pump from a couple years ago, your bill is doubling. And so these are poisonous elements. Malia's correct, by the way, when she said 40 years ago, I was barely breathing. I was born about 40 years ago. And so, yeah, to her point, last time we really saw significant inflation was in the late 70s, early 80s. And so this is not something new. It's not that we haven't seen high inflation, but for anybody who was around at that time, you know, that was not a fun time. Because it was very difficult to have your dollars go far, because even if you earned a good amount, it just would get eroded by inflation. So a lot to be watching here. But one of the facts that we look at, or statistics we look at, is employment, or also known as the unemployment figure. This statistic is one of the early indicators of economic trends, and it's released each month since employment rates indicate the well-being of the economy and the labor force. The current employment figures are very important. The data is based on a survey of about 300,000 establishments across 600 industries, which accounts for approximately one-third of all payroll employees. In general, the unemployment rate in the United States is obtained by dividing the number of unemployed persons by the number of persons in the labor force total, and multiplying that figure by 100. There are, however, various ways of defining unemployed people, each yielding its own kind of distinct unemployment rate. However, you'll hear the unemployment rate quoted quite often by politicians or people like us in our business. Now, what's important for you to know is the unemployment rate had reached 14.8% in April of 2020 after the federal and local government shutdowns due to COVID. And actually, that was the highest level of unemployment since the Great Depression. So that's the reason the stock market in March and April of 2020 dropped so much. In December of 2021, so more recently here, it marked the first time the unemployment rate has dropped below 4% since the beginning of the pandemic. And so as of April of 2022, just a month or whatever, just a couple weeks ago, the unemployment rate in the United States remains steady at a rate of 3.6%, which is nearly now matching pre-pandemic levels, which were about 3.5% in February of 2020. Now, what's interesting is in Wisconsin, according to the BLS current population survey, the unemployment rate for Wisconsin as of March of 2022 was 2.8%, so lower than the national average. So some of you might be scratching your heads, kind of going, what in the world? All this data seems funky and commingled, and why would we have the stock market going down when unemployment rate is so low and all these factors? Well, truth be told, it's kind of like baking a cake, right? If you took the vanilla extract and you swallowed a bunch of vanilla extract, you'd go, whoa, that's bitter. And yet, in a small dose inside of a cake, it can really add some flavor. So in a similar way, all of these factors kind of come together in a concoction that either tastes really good or doesn't taste so good at any given times. And right now, there's a lot of different factors that are making that cake not taste so good. Here's one thing I'd say to you, and I know I'm rambling, I'm almost done. I'd say to you, rely on the guidance of your advisor. Become familiar with some of these terms and don't allow the swings in the economy or the stock market to throw you off your ultimate goals. That is one of the biggest and most important things to remember is that data and stats will change all the time, but your goals can remain consistent.
We can talk cake anytime, CJ.
Okay, perfect.
I know with volatility correction, that type of things too, with folks nearing retirement, that can be concerning also, can't it?
It can. So, you know, one thing we talk about is if you're working with a good advisor, you should be backing off your risk as you get closer to retirement. Or if you're in retirement, you shouldn't be, you know, 100% stock anymore. So ultimately, what we're getting at here is just you want to be very aware of your timeline. You want to be aware of your risk tolerance. You want to be aware of your need for income off your portfolio. A lot of these different factors should drive your overall what we call asset allocation or the dispersion of your assets across different investment types in order to manage your risk in retirement. So listen, these are scary times, a lot of uncertainty around us, but it's not the first time we've seen it. So we would just encourage you, make sure you're working with somebody you trust.
I'll ask Malia about that too, is, you know, with kind of the market, sometimes people get a little spooked. Where should they be looking right now? And what's kind of the guidance there?
Well, I know you're looking for the safe haven.
Let me grab my pen.
So don't drink the vanilla straight. So number one, as CJ said, we just tell you don't panic, really don't panic. And don't just sell out because you're nervous and because your neighbor sold out or anything. Just take a good look at your own goals, meet with your professional, and keep to your strategy. And the biggest thing we tell people is reduce your debt, because the one thing as you enter these times of turbulence is if you have debt, that can really hurt you during times of rising interest rates, and we're seeing your credit card rates go way up and so forth. So just keep on plowing ahead, saving your money, and paying down your debt, and you can get through these windstorms a lot better.
Important stuff to keep in mind. Great considerations. If you missed any part of today's program, very informative. As always, make sure you check out klossfinancial.com. Listen back to the podcast. Also, get connected. And, of course, sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller, you win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Ulta. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. Is the following statement true or false? As of April 2022, unemployment in the United States remained steady at 3.6%. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with correct answer will win that $25 gift card to Alta. Don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number 608-442-5637. CJ, Malia, it's always great talking with you. You guys enjoy the sunshine.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.